So, really, who does expect a business to be 100% flawless? Well, sometimes the business's owner, the person who owns it, founded it, lives with it, and pours his heart and soul into it. Someone like Craig Stoll, who, along with his wife Anne, owns the San Francisco restaurants Delfina and Pizzeria Delfina. Actually, his Yelp reviews are quite positive, usually 4 out of 5 stars. Still, occasionally someone posts a stinker, and that apparently is a serious bummer. So much so that one of their managers suggested they do some Yelping of their own. They took some of the worst Yelp reviews, "This place sucks," for example, and put them on T-shirts, which the wait staff sometimes would wear on the job to the confusion and sometimes delight of customers. Why go to such snarky lengths? Because when Craig Stoll first logged onto Yelp to see what the world was writing about his restaurant,
it was horrible. I think what we feel and what a lot of businesses feel is powerless with these Yelp reviews. You can't respond, you know, short of contacting the person and giving them a gift certificate or, you know, begging forgiveness. There's really no public way to respond. Plus, it could be a lie. You know, they could say, my brother got food poisoning and died, and the waitress insulted me, and the rat ran across the table, and you can call Yelp, and they would say, well, this doesn't violate our terms and conditions. No, we're not taking it off.
Did this experience cause you to do different staff training to change your operations in any material way?
Yes. There have been things pointed out to us that we've changed. You know, we've said, wow, they're absolutely right. Maybe we need to explain that pastas are not meant to be entrees because it's not a huge bowl of pasta. There's a lot of things like that that we've really concentrated on because of the feedback. So it's completely candid comments about the food and service that they might not even give us were they to give us their comments in person.
I want to ask you about what's going on in your head. When trained reviewers come into Delfina, they tend to have very, very nice things to say. They apparently have very good experiences there. They like the food. And the preponderance of the feedback from ordinary mortals on Yelp has been quite positive, right?
Yeah.
But the 20% of nasty stuff just sticks in your craw. Why does it get to you so much?
That's how we are. We celebrate the good, but not as much as we focus on the bad, I guess, you know. It's a public flogging. It stings.
But in your T-shirt stunt, you actually didn't put positive Yelp reviews on them. Why not?
It wasn't the point. The point was to just, it was fun for the staff. The staff, too, they read these things. They get really upset, and they'll be like, I waited on that guy last night. He was asking for pineapple on his pizza, and then now he's complaining about the quality of our mozzarella. What that guy's, you know, or, you know, I know his pizza took a little longer, but Jesus Christ, it didn't take 3 hours. I know it didn't take 3 hours. They get more upset than we do.
Do you continue to go onto Yelp to see what users are having to say?
I stopped going on to Yelp a couple of years ago. I'm just, I can't take it. It just puts me in a bad mood for the entire day. Our managers look at it. My wife, Annie, who I run the business with, audits it pretty regularly.
So on balance, I've got to ask you this. Do you think that this service is good for the San Francisco dining community, or isn't it?
It's a yes or no question, isn't it?
I believe it was, yeah.
Man. Do you think it's good for the... My wife's sitting right here. Do you think Yelp is good for the San Francisco community, dining out community, I should say, or not?
It's good.
Overall, I guess. Yeah. Overall, it's good. I mean, it's just people are talking more about restaurants. I hate to say it. I mean, colleagues might shoot me, but I think that people want to know what other people like them think. And to all our, you know, hand-wringing and being upset about this, we... The other day, one of our managers was deciding on where she was going to go and was looking at Yelp reviews of some restaurants, which just cracked me up. In a way, I mean, it's fairly brilliant. It's the future, and there's no getting around it.
Craig, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Craig Stoll is the chef and owner, along with his wife, Anne, of Delfina and Pizzeria Delfina in San Francisco.
Yeah. Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.